Counting the rands, because it makes sense. Taking care of business on Raz FM.
Now, with over 5.8 million South Africans, and I'm one of those people who were auto-assessed by SARS in July alone, tax experts are warning that many taxpayers may have unknowingly accepted incomplete or even incorrect tax returns, potentially putting themselves at risk of penalties and refund reversals or future audits. And we now join on the line by Daniel Swegers. He is the director of Tax Tim. Just for more on this and what it means for all of us. Tim, I mean, I almost said Tim. I did say Tim. Daniel, apologies. Good afternoon and welcome to Taking Care of Business.
Hi, Kerbal. Thank you so much for having me on your show this afternoon.
It's a pleasure, Daniel. And now, I mean, it's convenient, and SARS, of course, introduced this auto-assessment system to streamline the tax season and to reduce the need for manual submissions and those long, long queues that used to happen at SARS branches around this time. But now, how does a system work, this auto-assessment system, and where do you see the red flags?
Yeah, so I think it's important to first make the note that I think what SARS has done is actually very impressive. I think at the end of the day, they're just trying to make it really easy and simple for South Africans to be compliant. You've just made the point to avoid going to stand in a queue and really to take the burden away from filing your tax. I think you say red flags, but I guess the point that we just try and make and remind South Africans of is an auto-assessment is exactly what it says in the name. Is SARS is using and embracing technology to automatically assess you instead of you having to go and assess yourself. So what SARS actually does is they go and pull your information from third parties, your employer, your financial institution, your bank, your medical aid, and they go pull all of your information into a system and they say, look, this is what we think your assessment is. Please accept if you think it's correct. And I think that's where the important nuance comes in, is a lot of South Africans assume because SARS is giving you this number that they are actually saying that is correct and that's fine. But that isn't actually the case. I think it's important for South Africans to understand that you as the taxpayer remains ultimately responsible for making sure that your tax return is actually correct. And just because SARS has given you an auto-assessment doesn't mean that number is actually correct.
Sure. That's very interesting, Daniel. I mean, you're also saying that for many salaried taxpayers with a straightforward financial institution, that's someone who does, 7 to 5, and they have one employer, that system seems to be working for them. Then who is at risk here?
So the system does work for them, but I don't know if risk is the right word, but it's more who has to just apply some caution. And I guess what happens is, you know, South Africans, we love having a side hustle or earning some additional income on the side or doing some freelance work. All of that information, and again, the point here is that SARS doesn't have the full picture. They only have the information that they are able to pull. So on both the income side as well as the potential deduction side, let's maybe start with the income side. If you have any form of a side hustle, if you earn rental income, if you do some freelance work or you earned commission, all of a sudden SARS doesn't know about that income. And you actually have to go and declare that information because it's still income that you've earned, that you own, or that you owe tax on. And on the flip side, on the deductions, you might have home expenses that you can deduct, or home office expenses, or you might have donated to a charity. And again, because SARS doesn't have the full picture, they might not know about that, and you actually could be getting a bigger refund than you perhaps gotten on your auto assessment, which again is why we make the point to say we really advise people to go and just check that what's on that auto assessment is actually correct.
Yeah, and you've also raised more concerns with how seamless SARS has made the process this year, where an auto-assessed taxpayer receives either an SMS or an email stating that they've received an assessment. If they do agree with that assessment, then no further action is required. Why is this so concerning? Again, because I did exactly that.
It's just concerning because ultimately, like I said, it's important for people to realize that you ultimately remain responsible for making sure that that number is correct. So SARS can actually come back, even if they have auto-assessed you, they can come back and find out that there was certain income not declared and actually levy a penalty because you might have still made a mistake. There's a difference between just because SARS has made it easy and seamless for you to get your assessment doesn't mean that it's always correct and that they've now taken the consequences away of what happens if you aren't correct in your tax return.
Yeah, no, sure. And if you just joined us, we're in conversation with Daniel Swegers. He's a director for TaxTim, just on sounding those alarm over those SARS auto assessments that we've received. If you're part of the 5.8 million who received those auto assessments in July, and I'm sure there's a whole lot more now since the end of August, and we're just unpacking those possible risks that come with that auto assessment. And also now, Daniel, this year's risks are further highlighted by the recent tax directive errors affecting a particular pension fund data. Tell us a bit more about that.
I think all this is it's a great example of the point we're trying to make. Is what happened here is a very well-known pension fund actually just made an error, and instead of a transfer between two different pension funds shouldn't be taxed. And because they submitted some information incorrectly, it actually ended up being taxed for some people, which was just a mistake. They fixed it very soon. They realized the mistake. It's not a massive error. These mistakes do happen. But again, this is just the point that we're trying to make is you might have been auto-assessed and there's just an error that's happened in the background and you don't know it, and all of a sudden you've gone and accepted something that's incorrect, which has led to you paying a little bit more tax or you not receiving the size of the discount that you could have gotten, which is, again, why we just encourage people, whether it's a tax practitioner, whether it's logging into e-filing, or whether it's using platforms like ours at TaxTim, is to really just go on and do your tax and go through that assessment and make sure that everything that's in there does look correct.
Sure. And maybe in closing, Daniel, then are there ways to correct the situation, especially for taxpayers who don't agree with their auto assessments?
Yeah, so all South Africans have, even if you've been auto-assessed, you also have until the 20th of October to go and almost resubmit your tax return. And I think what a lot of South Africans will find is that the number is correct. Again, SARS has done an incredible job of really working hard to get the number accurate. But the point is just that you can go speak to a tax practitioner. You can use platforms like TaxTim and log on and just go through the whole process and really go look at the information that is there and just make sure that you agree with what's in there is actually correct before you then file. But even if you have been auto-assessed, even if you've received a refund, you actually still have until the 20th of October, just like everyone else, to make sure to file a tax return and make sure that information is correct.
All right, Daniel, I think this has been absolutely insightful and absolutely timely, especially before that deadline. But for this afternoon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for your time.
And that is Daniel Swegers, director for TaxTim, just sounding that alarm over those SARS auto assessments. Make sure that what is due to you, you do get in full. And in case you might be missing something and the taxman comes knocking on your door because you've accepted an auto assessment without disclosing any other income that the auto assessment might not have picked up, that can come back to haunt you. All right, exactly now, 22 minutes after 5, we're just about to wrap up the show with Jimmy Golele coming up next. We're talking about understanding your credit agreement in a moment.
The trends, the transactions, the Mpumalanga impact. Taking care of business on Raz FM.